Welcome back to the Michigan Business Beat, brought to you on the Michigan Business Network. Chris Holman here in our studios in downtown Lansing, feeling more comfortable as we go. We don't get in this studio all that often. Right now, we do have with us Scott Norman. He's the Vice President of Business Development with Physicians Health Plan. And Scott, it's good to talk to you. You know, sometimes I feel like I've landed on Venus or Mars and you're talking to aliens because the environment is so different. And Scott, a lot of companies are not reacting and some are. And of course, PHP is one of those that has reacted. And we want to talk about some of those reactions. And if you would, let's start with that Sparrow PHP extending premium credit and 50% or zero cost to members. What's that about?
Well, you know, Chris, you're right. This whole pandemic has forced everybody to kind of rethink what they do. And obviously, it impacts individuals, it impacts businesses, it kind of impacts every part of our life, really. And you know, even from our sports that we watch or maybe don't get to watch now. But, you know, as a company, we looked at what we could do to help support. Our number one focus going into all of this was to create better access for our members to care, the care they need during the challenging time. So we removed all the copays for testing. We removed all the copays for any treatment of COVID. And we also removed all the copays for telehealth, which huge spike in telehealth visits, you know, when the pandemic really hit. It was, I can't even tell you, I think it was like a 10,000% increase in our telehealth visits in 1 month. And the other thing we wanted to do is help employers and individuals through some of the financial challenges that this was creating. In particular, if you think about businesses who lost revenue, or maybe all their revenue just overnight. So we did two things on the premium side. One is we were able to do a premium credit to individuals. We're actually still working with the state on the individual premium credit to get that approved. But for small businesses in particular, and for our Medicare enrollees and our new Medicare product. And then the other thing we want to do is give an extension of the premium grace period. So if somebody's having a hard time making the payments, we've extended the grace period out to 90 days, which typically is 30 days in insurance. And again, we felt like if we could help people bridge the gap a little bit, it would allow them to either keep their employees insured, help them stay in business, help them navigate a tough time. And, you know, that was the what we could do. And I would also say, as a health plan, I was happy we were able to do this quickly. But I also look at the industry, and almost all of the health plans in Michigan did the same, similar things. And it's a strong testament, I think, to the health plans that we have in Michigan, that they all understood the challenges and they all kind of rose to the occasion. And so it was kind of good to see that as well, too.
Well, what I'm overwhelmed with is the empathy they have for their customer base, which is, I know it's important, but you don't necessarily have to react that way. And you guys did a wonderful job. Hey, go back on the $0 Medicare product you have, because this was pretty unbelievable. And how has that gone?
Well, you know, we picked a heck of a year to launch a brand new Medicare plan, but we had a great success. In fact, we were the largest growing new Medicare Advantage plan in the country last year, that launched last year. And so for us, it was a huge success and the community was really well received. You know, clearly all of a sudden everything changed this year, but we've done a really good job of making sure we've stayed in contact with our Medicare members. They're really one of the more vulnerable in the community too. So this has created some challenges, you know, being isolated, not having access to things like food or basic needs. So some real challenges in that community, but we were really thrilled with the outcome of the new product and able to really help that community.
How are you guys contending with COVID? Because you've got a big organization also.
Well, Sparrow in general, you know, had to react really quickly. And I'm really proud of what Sparrow did in terms of opening up testing sites. In fact, they turned the PHP building into a testing site early on. So we actually went remote, PHP did, right away. So we were 100% remote. We're still pretty much remote at this point. You know, Sparrow really had to step up in terms of the community effort and creating access points for people to get the testing and also to get the care they needed. You know, healthcare doesn't stop during a pandemic. So when you have people in the community who have healthcare needs, they have to get those services. So the frontline, you know, between, you know, the Sparrow and McLaren in this community did a great job. You know, PHP, we've adapted. You know, we do a lot of Zoom meetings. We do a lot of teleconference. We do a lot of remote work. It isn't ideal. I think a lot of people miss the office setting, and we'll get back to that here pretty soon. But in the meantime, we've been able to keep the operations going pretty much without a hitch.
Hey, could I jump to Feed the Vulnerable? I mean, this is marvelous.
Yeah.
Share that, if you would.
Yeah, so we've, again, particularly with the Medicare population, when everything kind of stopped, you know, there's a huge chunk of our population that has food insecurity. And it's a huge part of social determinants of health. And when people don't have access to quality food, it's a real issue, in particular in the senior community, but across the whole community. So we partnered with Feed the Vulnerable, a local Grand Ledge-based organization, Sparrow and PHP did, and they do home delivery of fresh meals. We've actually, they've delivered over 5,000 since we started with them. And we've also partnered with a long-term partnership and relationship with the Greater Lansing Food Bank as well, Sparrow and PHP. Again, really excited about that. Really excited to be able to help deliver something to the community in a time that really is, it's critical right now. It's one of the biggest issues that we don't always talk about. And there are literally hundreds of people in our community that have food insecurity. And while we take it for granted sometimes, it isn't always that way for people. So our ability to give back to the community, that for us is really, really important.
Well, you guys have new leadership at Sparrow, and he's doing a great job, and also out at that food bank, Michelle Lance. So we got about 30 seconds. What should businesses be thinking right now about their insurance?
Well, you know, they're focused on their business right now, and they should be, but they can't ignore the insurance part of it. It's an important part of that business relationship with the employees, and a lot of people have renewals coming up in January. So, you know, take the time to take a look what your options are. It's a little harder right now to make changes, because we're remote and things like that, but it's still really important. I anticipate the rates will be relatively flat this next year. In fact, some employers will probably see some decreases in premiums, so that's kind of a good thing. But you know, it's something you gotta still stay focused on.
You're absolutely right. Scott Norman, Vice President of Business Development with Physicians Health Plan in Lansing, Michigan. Keep up the good work, buddy. We appreciate you, and thanks for taking time with us.
Thanks, Chris. I really appreciate it.
You're listening to Michigan Business Beat on the Michigan Business Network. I'm Chris Holman. Stick around. There's more coming your way.